Devei Rav Yishmael Tana Matzinu Yudalot Shenikra Rishoyin Shenemar Barishoyin Barba Aso Yoyim Lachoydesh. The pasuk says Ach Bayoyim Arishon Tashbisu. Avad the Poshup Shat Ach Bayoyim Arishon Tashbisu is allowed. That's the past is what you would have assumed. The first of the 7 days. Like the Hemshech of the pasuk, as the Tzlach speaks out, the Hemshech of the pasuk is Miyoyim Arishoyin Ad Yoyim Ashvi. Avad the Miyoyim Arishon Ad Yoyim Ashvi. At the end of that pasuk, which is going on the Yisra Achilas Chometz, or maybe the Tashbisu also, there were those that tied it, goes back on the Tashbisu, some Gedolim. But that's Avada from Tesvav to Chaf Aleph. So who decided that the ratio of the Pasuk, that same Pasuk, the word Harishoin, is going to mean Yudalit? Now, Abaya came to that conclusion because of a Stira, like Rashi, or because of a Yatura, like Taisvis, and we at length dealt with that, and that's what forced them and was Mechadish, that It means Yudalit. Aye, so maybe it means Mitzafra. Acholak told us that it means from Chatzos. The very Rabbi Shmuel is saying Genupshat. And the emes is, it's not fair. He quotes a pasuk, a different pasuk, Barishoin Barbasi Yem L'Chaydish. The word Barishoin in that pasuk, hands down, means the first month. Nisan is the first month. Nothing to do with Yudalit. Barishoin means the first month. But since over there it says Barishoin in the first month, and which day of the first month? Oh, Yudalid. So then when the Pasuk says over here, B'yoyim Harishoin, which of course we know it's Nisan, no one thought it was Tishrei, that was not an option. So, but all of a sudden it's like a play on words, Yudalid, Yudalid. You know what? It's a very far cry, such a pshat, that because Rishoin in a different Pasuk meant Nisan, and it said Rishoin, so here it says Rishoin, it means Yudalid. You know what? I'm willing to buy it. Oh, but says who? Efshenish, Efshet Tesvav. Because I'll ask you, Akasha. Who told you this? Modern Pshat means Yudalit. Efshet means Tesvav. So I have a light bulb. Mamash, maybe Rabbi Shmuel is Avada based on a biased stira. Maybe he wouldn't have made this up stamazly like he woke up in the morning, maybe it should mean Yudalit. He Mamash is going with Abaya. No, whereas Abaya had a stira or a yatura, which got him to the conclusion that Yom Harishon means 6 hours earlier. Rabbi Shmuel is just twisting it and saying, yeah, there's a little bit of a connect here. It says Rishoin in a different pasuk, but he's based on Abaya's theorem. Now, can you Taka say that? The emes is, it's a Meir de Gazach. The next line of the Gemara, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Rishon de Meikara Mashma. The Amar Kroha Rishon Adam Tivali. Also, there's a pasuk in Eoy that says Rishon means prior to, before, not the first, pre-1a, before. Zakr Nachman Yitzchak, that's what Rishon means in this pasuk. Now here there's a Meir de Gazach, there's a Diak Nifla in Rashi. Rashi by Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, Beloy Rum Yidekroi Yadodi. It's not based on Abaya's Stira, without a Stira. The Etzem word Rishon is Mashma, Shu Yoim Koidim Lachol Shiva. The Kroa, Kivin Nesiv Shiva Siyom, Matzis Techelu. Ach, Beyoim HaRishon, it means, for 7 days eat Matzis. And on the day prior to that, we should have Tashbisu. Zochtes Vasemes, and other Achronim make this deek also. In Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rashi goes and says, hey, this is without a stira, out of the blue, because there's a pasuk in Eoy, Rishon is going to mean the day before. But in Rav Yishmael, Rashi didn't say it. Rav Yishmael is, yeah, based on a stira. Dafka by Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rashi says, oh, it's without the stira. Rav Yishmael is based on the stira. And Lefizet Miyoshev Toysis Kasha, Beis Rashem, on the bottom of the Yom, the Gemara brings Rav Yishmael, has a different makar. Similar to Rava, that Leishishchad al Chometz is what proves that it's from Chatzos. Frektoisis, it's a stira. Devei Rav Yishmael said it's because Rishon means Arbaasar. And Rav Yishmael himself has a stira, a hechrich from Chometz. And he says, don't tell me that Devei Rav Yishmael and Reb Yishmael is not the same thing, right? Tema Lari, the ton of Devei Rav Yishmael, not Kalemi Karacharini. And don't tell me it's not the same thing. B'kama duchten parach m'Rav Yishmael atan t'Rav Yishmael. Toys is like shver. Zok t'sfasemes like Rashi, it's not shver. It's mamish, it's in sync. Because Rav Yishmael had a hechruch from Pesach, or Tashbisu, or Rabbi, whichever hechruch you want. That's what proved him to say that maybe Rishon is going to mean...
Not prior to somebody's
ach. Oh, Rav Yishmael also does. That was my next question.
We don't have, Rabbi Shmuel, we already said in Rashi that he's Mesiaches to Abaye, but Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says not. So.
Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is not Mesiaches to the Astira of Abaye. But now I'm going to ask my next question, and I'll ask it in this lesson. Ve'eimo mitzafra, sayan Rabbi Shmuel. Thank you. And sayan Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak based without Astira, Rabbi Shmuel based without Astira. So they came to the conclusion that Risha means Yudalit / the day before. But maybe it's Mitzafra who told you it's from Chatzois. Acholok, and I have no problem with that. He will use the acholok, and it's a good knesh that you're saying. Rabbi Yishmael is even using the stira as well. Rabbi Nachum Yitzchak is not using the stira, but acholok he'll have to use. Yes, acholok he will have to use, because otherwise, how would you know it's chatzos? The Gemara continues though. So again, we had two new pshatim. Rabbi Yishmael says it's because Yudalid means, you know, Rishon means the 14th of a month, and Rabbi Nachum Yitzchak says it means the day prior. You want to tell me that Dalet Minim is on Yudalet Tishrei? Let me interrupt and remind you that there's a Mishuna Dikatoris Kainam that has a Havamina that Dalet Minim is after the 7 days. It's another 7 days from Chav Beis till Chav Tes Tishrei. But we know at the end of the day that the Dalet Minim are the same 7 days that you have Sukkah from Tesvav Tishrei to Chav Aleph Tishrei. And the Gemara is asking, how do you know? Maybe Rishon should be Meikara the day before. So the Gemara says, no. Shiny husband, the Sibus Matam Thesh, like Yahim Shivas Yomim, and Mash Yishvil Lachag, Aprishin Rishon Lachag. Why? We don't want to say that Dalet Minim is from Yudalet to Chof, and then no Dalet Minim on Eshan Arab. We don't want that. For the Gemara Hachanami, Sevach Yam Rishon Tashbisu, Shivas Yomim Matzis Techelu earlier in the Pasik. So the Gemara says, no, and Kain Nechdev Rahman, Akra Rishon. Ha Rishon Lamali, that's the Iker part, because there's an extra hay. For the Gemara Shkoyev, Yachlasam Nami, Ha Rishon Lamali. How do you even try that? It says Ha Rishon over there also. Vesu, the Gemara has two more questions. Hasan Dhsib, Bayam Rishon Shabbosan, Avyam Ashmini Shabbosan, by Isser Malacha of Sukkis, it says that the first and eighth, Shminyatzeris, have Isser Malacha, the middle days don't. Why? Aim Rishon the Bekara Mashma, maybe Isser Malacha should be on your Dalet Tishrei. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasan, Damakra, Avyam Rishon Shmini Shabbosan. Mashmini Shmini the Chag, and not the day before, Aprishon Rishon the Chag. But over there also, Harishon Lamali. So the Gemara says, no. And Tosis explains it's going back on both now. Lemute Chule Shal Mayid. We're coming to the mind that there's no Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, and also Dalet Minim, that there's no Dalet Minim on Chol HaMoed. In Beis HaMikdash there was, but in Gvulin, there's only Dalet Minim on the first day. For the Gemara, I don't need a Miyat for that. Chulin Shel Moed, I can figure it out on my own. It says Rishon, it says Shmini. Okay, Rishon, Shmini. Not Beis Gimel Aleph Hei Vav Zayin. Aleph and Ches, yeah? I know. So the Gemara says, maybe there should be Issa Malacha Cholamoy. Maybe there should be Dalet Minim Cholamoy. Kamash Malon. Frakti Gemara, but still, hey, don't say the Vav, don't say the Hey, and everything will be good. The Su, a third question. And we're going to soon wrap this up. Hasan Lechsi, but Yoyim Arishin Mikra Kodesh by Pesach. This Issa Malacha on the first day of Pesach. Maybe Rishin the Mekar Mash, maybe there should be Issa Malacha on Yudalet Nisan. There actually is because of Karban Pesach, but that's in the fourth parak. So the Gemara says, no, and here's the wrap up. Elahani Shloisha Rishon, or actually Harishon, the other three Harishons, which three Harishons? Isser Malacha of Sukkis, Isser Malacha of Pesach, and Dalet Minim. Oh, those three, we're not going to say that is a scam and it means the day before. No, there I need it for, and I got it to Gemara, which is also Rabbi Shmuel actually. Mi bari lele the Tani Devei Rabbi Shmuel, the Tani Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Beschar Shloisha Rishon, Isser Malacha of Sukkis, Isser Malacha of Pesach, and Dalet Minim. Klal Yisrael was Zaycha to three Rishines. Which three? Lahakras Arishal Esav, Levinah Beis Hamikdash, Lishmoy Shal Mashiach. Which one is aligned with which one? Ayin Marsha, Ayin Chassam Seifer, Machloikis, Marsha and Chassam Seifer. It's not Stam three for three. Every one of them is aligned with a whole Hezber that Isser Malacha of Sukkis and Isser Malacha of Pesach and Dalet Minim are applicable to these three in Yonim. And what's the Inyanim? Let's spell them out. Lahakras Arishal Esav, Levinah Beis Hamikdash, Lishmoy Shal Mashiach. And yes, it says the word Rishon by those three things. Lahakras Arishal Esav, the Siva Yetzi, Harishon Admoini, Kula Kadereseir. By the Beis Hamikdash, it says Kisin Kavim Mirayim Rishon, Mokem Mikdashenu. And the Shmoy of Mashiach, it says Mishal Tzin Hina Hainam. Oh, so we wrapped it up and we're going to start Rabbah soon, but we have a few things to speak out. There are four Harishons, okay? Issam Malach of Sukkis, Issam Malach of Pesach, Dalet Minim, and Tashbisu. Three of them are for the Beis HaMikdash, Esav, and the Mashiach. And the other one, we couldn't find a fourth Segula, Indian Seguli. They couldn't find one. And they couldn't find one. So there, oh, here it means Harishon the day before. I have a question. Maybe Issa Malach of Sukkis should be the day before and put Tashbisu with the Mashiach. Who told you that these three get to go to Mashiach, Beis HaMikdash, and Esav, and Tashbisu is a whole different set? Oh, it's for the day before. Now the emes is, if you have Ma'ayin in the Marsha, and you have Ma'ayin in the Chassam Seifer, who Barich has explained, it's not just three for three. Every one of these, is a Malach of Sukkot, is a Malach of Pesach, and Dalet Minim, correspond, the Oinek HaDavar, to the aforementioned inyanim of Mashiach, Esav, and Beis HaMikdash. So that's why those three are those three and that one not. The Emma says there's another difference. The Sfas Emma says these all three are in Parshas Emor. This one is in Parshas Boy. The Parshas Emor ones are going together. But Rabbeinu Peretz also asked the question, he says something fascinating. He says, you know why these three got the Segula and Tashbisu, instead of getting the Segula, was just sent to be the day before? Because all these three are mitzvahs essay, asu sukkah, asu pesach, v'asu luluv. He's talking about the Isra Malacha, by the way. But he calls the Isra Malacha of do sukkahs. Like, don't do malacha, means do sukkahs, do pesach, and do that mean it. And Tashbisu. He says, Tashbisu was only a harchoka, ba'alma. Now, don't be mazazel, it's a mitzvah essay, an isra essay, a mitzvah essay. But what does he mean it's a harchoka? Harchoka from what? Pashup Shah, Ivritaich and Rabbeinu Peretz. Harchoka from what? Bayroba Yamatze? Or, excellent, or? What? This Rachila. Kemar, it's a pasik, and it's Kemar from Losan Andal, B'shem Lechasim Seif, B'shem Losan Andal, that the reason of Tashbisu is that you shouldn't come to eat. I don't know if Rabbeinu Peretz, when he says it's a harchoka, does he mean it's a harchoka from Bal Yirah, meaning it's like a set with Bal Yirah, or Harchaka from Yisra Chila. Pick your choice, but upon him again, why did the Rishines of... I thought we had a deal with Burnback once.
Stone took over.
Which one? Who took over?
Stone for Burnback.
I don't know who Stone.
No, I did. For the Burnback.
Yeah, hello, what's that? The drilling is mamish here today. Is it possible for like a half hour to relent a little bit? It's possible. This is free. What? Immediately. That's not stone. This is the real thing. Okay, fine. A sikum of the sugyo. Harishoin by Isamalach of Sukkis is not the day before. Harishoin by the Isamalach of Pesach is not the day before. Harishon of the Aladminim is not the day before. It's Tesvav. Tishrei, and Nisan, as mentioned. What are they for? What's the hay? Because then it makes you need a vav to check out. Chalamoy, what do you do that for? Because there's an inyan of Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach, and Esav. Which one is which? Ayin, Marsha, and Chasam Seifer. Stone Siddur, he's telling me. Marsha and Chasam Seifer.
Isn't there a fifth? Erev Tov Matzos also has a Barisho.
I know. There's also another one. It's a problem. Yes, it's a problem. There are other ones also. It's a problem. I want to just speak out this misconception about this Cholamoid thing. The Gemara says that Rishon and Shmini is being Mamayit Cholamoid. What does it mean to be Mamayit Cholamoid? That there's no Issa Malach on Cholamoid, that there's no Dalad Minim on Cholamoid, Midiraisa. What does it mean there's no Issa Malach on Cholamoid? There isn't Issa Malach on Cholamoid. There isn't Issa Malach on Cholamoid. So it's actually a big Machalikis Rishonim. It's the first that Avada in Cholamoid, different than Yomtif, it's Mutter even, besides Echel Nefesh, which is a Mufurish Pasuk, is Mutter on Yomtif, but on Cholamoid, it's Mutter even Davar Av, it's Arif Moid, all kind of Heterim. Fregen the Rishonim, what? It's a game over here. Is it Issa Deraisa or Issa Derabbanan? Is the emphasis it's Kedai to see the Bir Halacha in the beginning of Hilchis Chalamoid, Barichus, Shtozvek, a three way Machalikis Rishonim? Whether Issa Malach and Chalamoid is a Derabbanan Ba'alma, it's Takan not Osama Deraisa, that's one option. And that's why if it's a Derabbanan, the Rabbanan can make up the rules. Or it's a Deraisa, and then you have a big problem, what's together that they can suddenly make a Terim over here? And the Ramban is the Shitan Mamutsas. Moirudik is after Ramban says, it's a Deraisa? The Musron Lechazal to decide and define which malach is. Why? If it's a deraisa. So there's a beautiful B'nai Sosko that explains that Chol Amoyed, the Hagdora, is Chol Amoyed. It's Memutze. There are things that are in between. In between Doim and Chayt, Samech, Medabra, there's always the in betweens. Chol Amoyed is in between Yom Tov and Moyed. It's also in between that it's deraisa, but it has the Rabbanadika aspects. That's also part of its Memutzekait. It's somewhere in between. If that ties into the Sfasemis, this is already an Indian Seguli, that the Moyed, the Makeneged, the Arba, Batim, in the Tefillin, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkis, and the first day of Pesach, the last day of Pesach, the first day of Sukkis, and Shavuos are the four Batim in the Shal Roish. Shemini Atzeres is Koilel, is the Shal Yad, it's Koilel everything, and the Ritzuah, Chol Hamoyed is the Ritzuah, it's the Ritzuah HaYotzi, it's not exactly the same Kedusha, it's Chol Hamoyed. But we're gonna move on. Now we're opening Rava, but before we open Rava, I want to ask a question. How many pshatim do we have so far? That Tashbisu, in spite of the fact that Tzut Shel Mikra would have meant strike the match at 7 p.m. and that's when you do it, it will take you 17 minutes. No, we come to the conclusion that it means not 6:43, that it means from Yudalid and then Acholot Kneges mitachatzois. How many pshatim we have so far? It's a trick question.
Two or three.
I have five. Rashi's abaya. Right? Rashi's abaya. What was Rashi's abaya? That there was a stira. Toisus is erst the pshat on abaya. That there's a yitura. Toisus is tzveit the pshat on abaya. That it's based on acholot, which hint hint is Rabbi Yossi later on the bottom of A. And now we have two more, and I want to just wrap them up. Rabbi Yishmael and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Now Rashi said klar. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, flat out, he opened the pasuk in Eiyov, and he came to it. He was enlightened. It says in Eiyov, Rishon Adam Tivale. Rishon means before. So here also, Rishon, Harishon, it means before. Not because of a stira, right? Mefarshin Rashi. Beloy rum yedekroy adodi. Nothing to do with Rashi. Rashi l'shitasi says stira light up by. It wasn't light retaisu. Wasn't. Without the stira. But we had the beautiful thing of the Sfasemis. Rashi only said that in Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rabbi Yishmael, in fact, Lishitasi later on is based on a stira or a hechrech. Or Rabbi Yishmael later on is actually from Karban Pesach. Don't mention that, but there is based on a, you know, we're not just Rishon means the first month means the Yadal. No, it's based on the stira. The Sfasemis has another thing. He says you should know. How many other pshatim are we going to have that are based on stiras or hechrechim? If you want to wrap up the study from the other end, if you saw it already. We have Abai, and then we have Tanoim later on, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, a whole bunch of Tanoim. Says this Fasemis, all of these Tanoim, at the end of the day, it says Shiva Siyam Matzah Stechelu. What does Shiva Siyam mean? From Tezvav to Chavalef. And if you don't mind, skip to the end of the Pasuk. Don't eat Chomet, you'll get Karis me, Yom HaRishon Ad Yom HaShvi. What does Yom HaRishon Ad Yom HaShvi mean? From Tezvav to Chavalef, hands down. So what does it mean? Yom HaRishon Tashbisu. Yeah, I know you have a problem. Rabbi Kiva has a problem, he can't make a fire on Yontif. Rabbi Yossi has a problem with the Acholik. Abaye has a stira. There are things going on. Karban Pesach. But the Pasuk says Rishon. Says the Sfasemis. About all of them. All of them are going with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. All of them are going with the Pasuk in Eiyov. All of them are going that Rishon could mean sometimes in context the day before. But how did they get to the conclusion that it means the day before? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rashi eloquently says, believe me, the cry of Dodi. Dostalein, he opened up an Eiyov. Wow, he saw the light. It means the day before. All the other sheetas, they also learn it means the day. They mean it the day before. No, all these other sheetas, they learn it means the day before. But what pushed them to learn it means the day before? Maybe it means the first day. Who says it means pre-1A? Maybe it means the first day. Rav Nachman says, Dostalein, it means the day before. He sees Eiyov, Rishon, Adam Tivale, it means the day before. The other ones, no, they also come to the conclusion it means the day before. But they came to it because of a hechrech. How many hechrechim we have? We have the various hechrechim. And as you pointed out, whether you have the hechrechim or not, yuzuchin in acholak. Yuzuchin in acholak, otherwise how'd you get the chatzois? Maybe it's mitzafra. Maybe it's mitzafra. You need acholak, l'choyro. And now we start Rava. Rava omar mehocha. Loi sishchat al chometz dam zifri. Loi sishchat ha-pesach badayin chometz kaim. Don't shech a korban pesach when you still have chometz. Okay, so you were allowed to start shechting the carbon pesach from 12 p.m. chatzos. But what if your chabura punkt? There's a lot of different chaburas and groups and kitos. What if your chabura shechts at 4 p.m.? L'chayra, 4 p.m. is when you should start having chametz. And every chabura, when it's his man. So the Gemara says, no, it's not mistaber. It's man shechita am rachmana. The zman that you're allowed to shech the carbon pesach, which is chatzos. We just finished. Rabba. The chakira of Rabba. There's a lot of details, but the chakira. When does Tashbisu start according to Rava? There's a mitzvah essay of Tashbisu. When does it start according to Rava? May I suggest that it starts at 7 p.m.? 7 p.m. You know, let me tell you something. There's Rava, Abaya, Rav Nachman, Yitzchak, Rav Yishmael, Rav Yossi, Rav Akiva. Let's assume every one of them doesn't hold of all the other ones. And you know, let's assume that tomorrow we're going to have to deal with it. Why does each one not work out the cheshbonus of the other ones? But each one is saying his own shot. Now, I'm looking very carefully. I don't see Rava said a word about the word Tashbisu. And let me tell you something about the Hakdama to the Sugya. There could have been a Rashbam. The Rashbam is the one that always goes, Pshutei Shel Mikra, Rashbam Al HaTorah. There could have been a Rashbam, Pshutei Shel Mikra, Shivas Yom Mimatzai Stecheilu, from Tezvav. In Yiddishkeit, when does the 7 days start? From the night, 7 p.m. Ach Bayoyim HaRishon, on the first of those 7 days, Tashbisu. When at 7 p.m.? Ki Kaloichol Chametz V'Nichra. So when does the Korah start? 7 p.m.? We said, we've been pumping this, that L'chayrish Tashbisu should mean 7 p.m. But Abaya, Rav, Rav Shmuel, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yossi, Rav Akiva all say, no, I have reasons. I'm looking very carefully at Rav's reasons. He didn't say a word about Tashbisu. May I suggest, and we're going to see it's a big machlekes b'shayim, may I suggest, Taka, Tashbisu means 7 p.m. At 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, no touch of Pesach. Never heard of it. No, 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 what are we talking about? One second. Tashbisu starts at 7 p.m. At 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6:58, Tashbisu, I don't hear it yet. It hasn't started talking. And that's talking with rubber holes. No, the Gemara had eloquently asked, Minolon, how do you know the Ganala to have chametz beforehand? Zakharov, I have a different makar. Totally no shaykhis. A pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. It says in the pasuk, Leisishchel chametz dam zifchi. And not only does it mean that when you're chabur is shechting, it's also for you to shech the carbon pesach when you have chametz. It's also saying that from this man of shechit, you're not allowed to have chametz. And that's the makar, you're not allowed to have chametz from chatzais. Nothing to do with tashbisu. Does that pass as an option? Let's put it as an option. An alternative shot would be that no, Rav is also, he's with all the chevra. How do I know that tashbisu is the day before? With the kinesh, Rav is also with Eoy. Harisha Adam Tivale. Tashbisu Beyam Harisha means the day before. How did Rav get to that conclusion? Not just from learning Eoy. That didn't do it for him. Even with the Malbim. What it did for him is that there's a Leisishchar al Chametz. And that's what triggered him to realize tashbisu. So that's the clear. Is Rav with tashbisu without? Note. The Gemara continues. Tanya Nami Hachi. Ach Beyam Harisha Tashbisu Sarmi Batechem. The Brisa analyzes and says, "V'chayr amei erev yomtiv." Oh, ain't he elav yomtiv atzmai? Talmud loymar leisishchel al chametz namzivcha leisishchel tefes v'daim chametz kaim tifrei Rabbi Shmuel. One and done. Rabbi Shmuel clearly, and the Gemara says, "Tanya namihachi." Rabbi Shmuel is a tashbisu based, and he says, Rabbi Shmuel saying, "How do I know that to bring out the pasuk in Iyoy that harisha means the day before carbon pesach?" For the record, Rabbi Kiva has another shot for the fire. We're going to do that tomorrow, and Rabbi Yosi has even another shot. Fine. But the Tanya Kavasei for Rav is Mashmitz Yet Tashbisu style.
Shouldn't the Gemara have brought that price of like first, before, like we said, Minol?
Yeah, Mod Nezach, why are they bringing Amiraim and a whole, yeah, excellent, I don't even want to start. Yeah, it's a good question. But this is going to be the clear, whether Rav is based on Tashbisu or not. And it's going to have a lot of factors. I mean, does Rav need Acholak? It depends. If he's learning it from Karban Pesach, flat, Karban Pesach starts from Chatzos. You want to really get involved? Tosha says it's not true. You have to be makar of the carbon tamid. It should start only at 12. Let's assume how long does it take to be makar of the carbon tamid? Let's say 17 minutes. Yeah. So it shouldn't start till 17 minutes after that. L'chayr, what's the kasher? Acholak. Maybe Rav is not going to be acholak. He's flat out doing a carbon pesach shot. But I want to start opening up Rav's pen anyway. So again, we're going to leave this as a clear where the Rav is. And again, I want to nana from the Nakuda. There's a tzad to say that according to Rav, if someone would ask you, when does Tashbisu start? Without blinking, he's going to tell you, at 7 p.m. At 6:58, there's no Tashbisu. Never heard of it yet. There's a bazunder in there that the Karban Pesach is behind me. You want to be Eibachach, maybe there's not a Zed, there's no Karban Pesach. There's that. Start thinking. Oh no! Rav also was just one of many, as Rav Yishmael is Meduyik, that it's Megala on the Karban Pesach. Now, the Gemara asked the question, which people think is just a mistake. It's not. It's mamish not. The Gemara says, "V'ema kol chad v'chad kishochet." What does that mean? That means if your chabura, punkt, is shechting the carbon pesach at 4 p.m., maybe the issur to have chametz should be at 4 p.m. Meaning if your chabura is shechting at 4 p.m., then at 12, 1, 2, 3, 3:58, the shpitz l'chatchila to have chametz. At 4 p.m. when they shech, that's when the zman should start. And the Gemara says, no, it's mistaber that it's when potentially you could shech the carbon pesach. Now, it's so important to know. And the Shagasari speaks out that there's actually two pesukim. There's a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa leisishchar al chametz dam zifchi. There's a prior pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim leisizbach al chametz dam zifchi, who was in the Mara Makaymas. Don't make a mistake. There actually is something dramatic happens when your chabur is shechting at 4 o'clock. Something dramatic happens, and when the other chabur is shechting at 3:52, and the other one at 5:15, whichever one is shechting, something does happen. You know what happens? If a carbon pesach is shechted when one of the members of the chabura has chametz, there's a lav d'oraisa. Who's over the lav d'oraisa? Big machlokes. Is the shoychet over, even if he's not the owner of the chametz? What's more, he's not even from the chabura. The shoychet doesn't have to be from the chabura. Is the shoychet over? Because he shechted a carbon pesach for a chabura that a member of the chabura had chametz. That's why. If no one told him, so he's a shoychet or an oinus. If someone told him, that he's amazing. Maybe he should have asked. And when they said, he should have been clear, not do things like that next year and check things out and make sure. But whatever it is, the shaykhid might be over, some say the Zohar Kadam also. Then there's another connection. The member of the Chabur that has the Chametz, he ain't shechted. He's B'chalal not here. He's in B'nai Brak. I mean, his Chametz is in the Azorah. Actually, the Chametz has to be in the Azorah. But he's in B'nai Brak, but he owns Chametz. and the carbon is being shechted at 4:07. He's over lav deraisa. So this taka is a lav deraisa. What? No, that's the avera. Having the chametz when you're carbon being shechted. It's not the ma'aser shechita. The shechita is over because he's doing a ma'aser shechita, even though he's not a member of the chabur and doesn't own chametz. Besides that, the member that owns the chametz. What about another member who doesn't own chametz? Not the shechter and not the owner of the chametz. What's his problem? Nothing. He doesn't have a problem. Is his carbon pesach kosher? When you shecht carbon pesach ala chametz, is the carbon kosher? Tosis on daf samach gimel amud aleph. The bottom tosis brings a Yerushalmi that asks that maybe the carbon should be puzzle. And in the end, it's not. Right? Oymer riva. The ha-pesach kosher. The carbon is kosher. The haloshon alav akosach la'akif. By the way, in this happening that the carbon would be puzzle, who has to own chametz for the carbon to be puzzle? A member or the shaykhet or either? The havamina that the carbon would be possible is only when a member owns the chametz, or this havamina is also true, even if a member doesn't own chametz, as long as the shaykhet owns chametz. I don't know, but akaponim, there's taka, such a din. There's a din of kolchad v'chad, there's taka is a din of kolchad v'chad kishachet. Let's make it clear, there's a chabura that's shechting at exactly 4 p.m. I'm going to make things simple. Why should it be 4:17? There's a chabura that we know that the shaykhet shechted at 4 p.m. Gnoy. If the shaykhet or a member of that chabura owned chametz in the Azara, the shaykhet is over alav, that member is over alav, there's a havmini that the carbon is pasul. Besides that, there's another din in our sugya that from 12 p.m. when carbon pesach potentially could be shechted, there's already a zman. Tell me, the guy finished shechting the carbon by 4:45, it was done, deal, they're waiting in Yerushalayim for the carbon to be delivered. You don't eat it till after Seis. Someone makes chametz now at 5:30. Something wrong with the carbon? No. Are you allowed to have chametz? Grada not, because there's a din of tashbisu lefi ha'emes. But mitzad this din of leisishcha kolchad v'chad kishochet. So I want to get a little bit more clear now. The din of kolchad v'chad kishochet. It's 4 p.m. The shaykhet is about to shecht, and a member of the chabura has chametz. The member of the chabura that has chametz, Reb Chaim, you hear? How long does it take to burn chametz? From fresh bread to lightly toasted, major toasted, crispy, 17 minutes. In order not to be over the lav d'oraisa, the lav d'oraisa of kochad v'chad kishochet, the having of the carbon is possible. That member of the chabura has to better make sure that he strikes the match at 3:43. Or no, as long as at 4 o'clock he's ready to go. And at the shashchit, it wasn't even lightly toasted yet, but he was in the process, there won't be the lav d'oraisishchat. Someone has the idea on it? I'm clearing this sai on the din of leisishchat. Of course, what? The bitl is a Rosh Yosef. Bitl doesn't even help this leisishchat. But that's tomorrow's. That's easy. It's Rosh Yosef. Today's my plan. My excellent. Mishuna dik Rosh Yosef, but I'm going to get to it. He can't do bitl, by the way, now. It's 4 o'clock. If he did bitl before, right now he can't do bitl even. Because it's after his man. But once again, this is crucial. When we say that if a shoychet or a member of the chabura had chametz, that the shaykhid and or the member of the chabur is going to be over alav. What if he's in the process? But I want to talk about something else also. The Gemara had a havmina that maybe the zman of Isser Shehi is not from Chatzois. The zman is from Kochad v'chad kishochet. When the zman is Chatzois, do you have to burn it at 11:43 or at 12 p.m.? Big balagan. Machlokes Rishonim? I want to ditto that. In the havmina of our Gemara, the aim of Kochad v'chad kishochet, not the lav that you're over alav when you shecht it, when you have chametz. But the fact that the Zman Isser Shehiyah would be from 4. So what would that require you? To burn it at 3:43 or to stop burning it at 4? Rashi's Lashon is, V'eim ha-kolchad v'chad, listen to a Rashi, Yevar somuch l'shchitasai ma'at, V'im shoha ad teisha, Yevarenu b'teisha. And I'm almost confused. Rashi says, somuch l'shchita ma'at. Ma'at means 17 minutes? But then he says, and therefore if your chabur is shechting at 9 at the 9th hour, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever. So then, Yivarenu B'teisha. At 2 o'clock, not 1:43. I don't know, but again, I'm clearing time and again this thing. Now, I have an interesting Shaila, which is written over here in the notes, B'Shem Hagraz Dryer Shlita, from either 5 or 10 years ago. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's also to eat chametz on Erev Pesach. Also to eat chametz. What's the makar for Rabbi Yehuda that there's a lav d'oraisa to eat chametz? Pasuk and Re'eh. Loisoichal olav chametz, and Rabbi Yehuda translates it to mean olav at the zman shechita. Why doesn't someone speak out? Who says that it's olav at the zman shechita from chatzois? Maybe olav kol chad v'chad kishochet. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda's Isser Achila should also be personal. Why doesn't anyone speak that out the same way? Lagabi Isser Shehiya. There's the Shakla Vataria that it's not from, that it's from Chatzoy, it's not Kochad V'chad. Why in Rabbi Yehuda's din isn't there that same issue? That the Loisoichal Olav should be Kochad V'chad. Maybe the same Teretz, Man Shechita Marachmana. But why is the Gemara read a Dorch on Shehiya and not on Achila? But if we're gonna set this up now, here's what we want to ask. So what happens now? It's Erev Pesach, and we're doing Rava's Shita. We want to know when Isser Shehiya starts. So Rava says, and again, hovering over us is that major Chakira. Is Rava Bechlal going with Tashbisu, or he's totally disconnected from Tashbisu? He's gonna, this is gonna be tomorrow. He's gonna insist Tashbisu starts 7 p.m. with the MS. It starts at 7 p.m. I don't know what you're talking about. Tashbisu. Tashbisu says, Yom HaRishon, 7 p.m. on Tesvav, Taka. Oh, Rav, not allowed to have chametz because there's Leisishchat. But then the Gemara says, is it Leisishchat, the poil when you're shechting, 4 p.m. when you're Chabur is shechting or not? In Shusan Tetushtel, there's a Pnei Yeshua, the Pasuk says that Krishma has to be B'shoch B'chof Kumecha, when people get up and people go to sleep. So Chazal went out the hours when people go up. So the Emma says, there's a shot effect of Pnei Yeshua. Maybe it should be Kol Chad V'chad. If a guy gets up 4 p.m., that's his schedule. I saw other Rachman talk about it. That's his Krishma from Kumecha. That's his Kumecha. So the Pnei Yeshua says, no, it's Azoivi and Psochem Daf Hei. Azoivi and Psochem Daf Hei, that it says, L'sishu La Pesach, but it, you know, you read Duch Kol Chad V'chad, no, but it's Momestaber, it's at the Zman when you are supposed to. So similar over here, it's at the Zman when you are supposed to.
The Gemara's original question that all of these things are answers to,
yeah,
is Minola. From the book for Mayor of Yehuda,
100%.
Which said Sorfin at 11 a.m.
Sorfin at 11 a.m.
The Gemara basically said, you know what? It sounds like it's a Tashbisu Shaiva.
I think we spoke about it on Sunday. I think the Imam Shtelman on last Sunday. Barichah. Rabbeinu Dovah talks about it. It's a big Nekuda. Vada. How did we? We even said that's not what it means. Tana Hasam. Why Hasam? It's in this parak. Yeah, but it's not this parak. It's Hasam. It's about the Yoni Achila, not about the Tashbisu. It's Hasam. It's over there. But again, to set up Rava now. Toysa says, Loisishka is a pesa vadayim chametz kaim. Hiksha Rashba. Heich yalut mehocha de chametz asr mivov shoyis ulamailo. Vos man shchit is pesach achara tamid. Vatamid shishok lefnei chatzois posel. And kains man shchit lehava miyanach achatzois. Elik deshiz karmen tamid. Why do you tell me that it's from 12 p.m.? Let's assume, humor me, that it takes 17 minutes to be makar of the carbon tamid. So really, this match should be 12:17. So Oyver Chokham once told me, perfect. You told me that you're supposed to stop burning it at 12, not at 11:43. So the time of burning it till it becomes totally burnt will be parallel to the time of the tamid, which you're not really supposed to shech. It's a nice try, but then that's only if you're trusting me that it's 17 minutes. The 17 minutes was a mushel. You know, some people maybe take only 5 minutes. Some people, for burning it, could take a whole hour, and carbon tamid also probably has its own set of thing. To say that the carbon tamid is in sync with the amount of time to burn it, the zman muat, it's a pilpul. But al-kafan, that's the kasha. Emphatizes is crucial. No. Kivan b'di'evet in shachar ha-pesach kaidim tamid kasher, k'detan hasam chashas man shechita mechatzayis ve'elach. Since b'di'evet, you can check before the tamid. Fregen d'achroinim, what does Tosfos need to mutcha this k'nech b'di'evet? If Rav is megala back to Tashbisu, and Tashbisu has a cholok, and Acholik has a gematria, and the gematria is agaf betatz chetz. So that's why it's chetz. Don't go chetz me that the tamid takes a few minutes. I'm in sync with the Tashbisu system. It's stark mash, but Tosfos is not going with Tashbisu. He wants flat out just the etzem, the zman shechitas. He said, oh, what about the karmen tamid? Another Tosfos, I want to theorize. Oh, the Gemara said, emes man shechitas. So I spoke this Tosfos out, but not from inside. Afal gav de emesu. The loisishchad al chametz is taka kol chad v'chad kishochet. It's a gemara in tamid nishchad. Ha-shoichet es ha-pesach al ha-chometz, oiver b'lav. Who's oiver b'lav? The shoichet, even if he's not a member of the chabura, and or the member that has the chometz. So it's time. And when does that iser happen? At 4 p.m. If you got rid of your chometz at 2:30, you're not b'seder, because you were 2.5 hours into Tashbisu. But if when they shechted your carbon at 4, you were good to go, you're good to go. More than fakir. If you shechted your carbon, you had no chometz. At 5 p.m., after they finished, you made new chometz. You're good to go. It's not, it's a bazundera thing at this man shechita. Abimikol makar. Kiman the Ashkan, the Hizra Allah Bosa, the Hizra Shalom, Lishkan Hamasal Pesach, Svarahu, Shebazman Shechit, Hizra Allah Bosa. It's Mestaber, it should be at the same time. Now the question is, again, it's 12 p.m., Bizman Azeh, we don't even have a carbon. You know what, let's talk even if we get that straight. If you learn that Rav is not Tashbisu, not Tashbisu be'em, it starts 7 p.m. 7 p.m. 6:58, no Tashbisu. Why b'zman hazeh? Why Rav? Menolon. Do you have to get rid of the chametz starting at 12? Because it's this man that you would be shechting the carbon. What carbon? There's no Beis HaMikdash. Okay? You be part of the chevra and get a gedi. And you have to have shechitas in. It's this man of shechita. After the shame is bad. I don't know why they don't shech. But it's still zman shechita. And this man shechita is kaveh. Now, besides that, time is going 1, 2, 3 o'clock. When it comes 4, and your chabura pum, kolchat v'chat kishochet, not the happening of our gemara, but that's what the Isser Shehi is thought. That's not true. But there tak is another din, and the Shagas Ari, others go down like that, but the Shagas Ari goes because it's two different psukim. How do you get tzvei dinim? It's tak two different psukim. The pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim is the din of kolchat v'chat kishochet. That din, there's a havamin of Yerushalmi, it's even a psul in the carbon. Atka dekach, this is already kachem dik a little bit, but Rabbi Sazalman goes, other Rafa'im also, it's a din of the Zman carbon. There's a whole musik in carbon, it's called Mechusar Zman. That if your carbon, if you're Mechusar Zman, there's certain dinim that you're not able to be if the carbon is Mechusar Zman. A behemoth that's only 7 days old is Mechusar Zman. Other various technical things, Kaidim Psychas Dal says Echel is Mechusar Zman. There are certain matzavim. So he went to the Taina. A member of the Chabura having Chametz, or the Shoichet, having Chametz, on the tzad that it's a psul in the carbon, the carbon is Mechusar Zman. Now that's a shtickle problem. Let's say you shechted and the guy didn't have chametz, but before you did the zrika, he suddenly made chametz. The isa became chametz. It was mechusar zman, and then it's not. Like it's hard to say to be magdirit as a mechusar zman din because it's subject to change. But Akapanam, I'm still insisting. After you already finished the shechita and the zrika, I don't know about the haktara, but let's say there's a shechita and the zrika. If someone first makes chametz, then so avada, there's a problem of tashbisu, or there's a problem of leisishkar of zman shechita. But you won't have, no, you won't be over the lav. You won't be over the lav. You shechted the carbon and no one had chametz in your chabura. After you finished the avoidus of shechita and zrika, then you had the chametz. There won't be a problem. And who would then forget if you had chametz, but you got rid of it before. At 2 o'clock, you got rid of it before. That wouldn't be a problem. Now the shaila is, this nakuda, is the leisishchat and the tashbisu have the same gedarim. Because according to Rava, if you learn Rava is separated from Teshbisu, so then again, to insist that Mamash Adasoif, the Teshbisu, the Emes is at 7 p.m. Taka, not as a Bazunder Isser. If you learn that, it's a Giloy. The problem is if it's a Giloy, we're going to have to see this tomorrow, but there's a big Arichas in the Shagas Aria, we're going to have to still see it. We're going to start Rabbi Kiva tomorrow also, but we have a lot to do in Rava still. The Gedorim are not the same. According to many Rishonim, if you throw the chametz out of your house, you're not over anymore. Like Sishchat, I mentioned earlier, is only when it's in the Azara. So it's not in your house. It's not the same. Why is the Gemara putting them together when it's the Chayre, Bechlal, on a different plane? The Tashbisu is in your house, Mibateichem, and the Leisishchat is in the Azara. How are we putting these things together? Dafin Zeh.